Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for information on the upcoming Time Machine Nationals on Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Bring out the whole family for funny cars, jet cars, wheel standers, and nitro cars.
Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer riding shotgun, and the only show in the state with two former Packers on it is the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM side, and you can take us anywhere on the radio.com app. Leap 36, I gotta ask you right now, we'll reset the big topics and give you the final say on them at 414-799-1250. Live at 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Leroy, so at this point in time, and this is one of my favorite parts about this show is because I get to sit in here with a guy that is in the Packer Hall of Fame and seen the busts and the leap, Lambeau leap how many different times. So at this point in training camp, for a Leroy Butler, a seasoned veteran, you've done it already, you've been to four Pro Bowls or whatever, four All-Pros at this point in time, you're already established in the league. Before this third preseason game, would you give a message to the young dudes, a message to the team, knowing like that you have the clout that they would understand your vantage point before a game, or was that never your role in the locker room?
No, I would definitely do that. I have to let them know the tiers of how this stuff works, because they don't necessarily know. Most of these guys, remember, on their campuses, they were the man. They were the Aaron Rodgers of their university. They were, you know, guys, students giggling with the backpacks, waiting for you to come out of the student union. You know, but now everybody here on scholarship, so you got to earn it. And you have to know that this is like a playoff game to some of these guys being drafted.
Right.
Undrafted free agent. The third preseason game, because the schedule is cut back, it's not like a training camp schedule anymore. It's the same schedule or similar that they're going to go with the week of Chicago, which is a short week because they play on Thursday.
Ryan Wood, yes. So, they said they might be start preparing for Chicago today.
Well, and that's normal for what you would do because you wouldn't even game plan the Raiders.
Sure. I mean, right.
You wouldn't even game plan. Who's their last preseason game?
Kansas City.
Yeah. Why would you do that? Because Andy Reid is a brother-in-law.
You might play Mahomes the whole game, that game.
No, he won't.
It's so bad. Yeah. Such a bad idea.
The preseason this year has been a blur to some of these guys. But that's when sometimes you're coming back from wherever you're coming from, whether it's, you know, the cafeteria, you know, some guys get massages or whatever, and you see a young guy sitting in your locker. And that's the time they want some guys seek that information and they want to talk to you. Hey, what's expected? I've never really been out the country before. And because we did it twice. I mean, how do these coaches look at the third preseason game? I mean, what are they looking for? I mean, does the depth chart really matter? These are the questions that they look for veterans to help them out with. And I always want to, because those are the things I would go to Brian Noble. He was my guy. To keep it straight 100.
Old number 91.
He was the guy that I looked for. I mean, he was always one of my favorites, but he just kind of taught you, you know, how it's going to be. Now, for undrafted free agents, the fourth game, that's a playoff game for you.
Yeah, that's the Super Bowl for for those 25 dudes fighting.
Because really, but like four spots available.
Right.
That they're, you know, on the cusp of going to make that. When they meet that night, they're going to know. But this week, because Aaron won't play. Aaron Jones will play a little bit. Me and Steve got into a discussion whether or not Aaron Jones should play. Yeah, of course he should play, in my opinion. I mean, I need to see a little bit out of him because he's going to be my starter. I'm gonna do like Kamara with him. They got rid of Ingram. It's Kamara's show.
I was told so he's nothing like Kamara.
No, I'm going to use him like that. Like,
so you're going to throw the ball to him.
Yeah, he's not like Kamara at all. I'm just saying they got rid of Ingram to say you're a guy. Yep. Now, he may get broke up, but I'm going to use him like that. Give him 5-6 passes a game.
Sure.
And give him 15
carries. Run that money route 5 yards
yes,
out.
Yes, yes.
Choice and, it if left or right.
And you can use him almost like Tariq Hill up in Kansas City. You know, sometimes they put him out wide. Sometimes they put him in the backfield, but he's also your return guy. Those are the kind of things you're going to see in the third preseason game. And I think it's important for these guys to pay attention to detail.
Now, we missed you yesterday on this, and we got into a really good discussion. I was staunch in saying that I'm
staunch.
Not that upset that Aaron Rodgers probably is not going to play in the preseason.
Probably.
Frankly, don't think it's really a big deal. If anybody's going to miss the preseason, I prefer it to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Leroy Butler, Leap 36, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer.
I ain't trying to see 12.
You don't need to see Aaron Rodgers in the preseason to know what he has.
8 and 9. Thanks.
Thank you.
I feel very vindicated.
You don't know what
Steve.
Those guys are already?
No.
I feel very vindicated.
Nope. You know why, Steve? I need that last roster spot.
So you're
going to carry three. If I'm going to carry three quarterbacks, that means it's another position
sure.
that's stressing me out.
I'm losing a linebacker, a safety,
yes.
a wide receiver.
Right, that can contribute.
Or, heaven forbid, an offensive lineman.
Yeah, you're going to be deactivated every week. So I need to give you a fair shake. I'm going to give you all these reps. Matter of fact, 8, you starting this week. Aaron, get your best Packer shirt, and you wave to the fans because I need you for Khalil Mack. Come on, guys. It's getting too close now. Now's not the time to be the smartest guy in the room to run him out there and something happens. Now, I'm hoping he got the helmet thing all fixed, and that's not the reason why he's not playing. So, because Antonio Brown, he practiced with his certified
helmet. Hey, he's all
helmet.
In now today.
So, I'll wait till I see it in a game.
That's a good point. So you won't see him in Winnipeg this weekend?
I think.
On Thursday night?
Aaron Rodgers?
Antonio Brown.
I don't think you'll see him play. No, absolutely not.
I don't even think you'll see him make the trip.
Nah, I don't think he'll play. I think it's good for him to practice because he looks a little selfish.
No, the NFL's going to lose their minds if Aaron Rodgers isn't in Canada. He's got to go.
They both have to be there. Yeah. And they both got to sign
you know
about
what,
125
Here's the thing about that, Steve. I don't think they care a whole lot because it's not a regular season game. He wasn't going to be available that much anyhow. So people weren't expecting to see a little bit
preseason game, you expect to see that starter.
But not for long. They're not paying tickets to see him for 4 quarters. So a miss is a miss. And most Packer fans, they understand you're 2 weeks out, 17, 18 days, give or take, from going to Chicago. And you want all your bullets in your gun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot go back down because the last trip you made down there, it didn't go so well. So you need to go down there with 12 nice and fresh. And the first time he throw one incompletion, see, I knew he needed preseason. Okay, I get it. What if he throw a bomb? Oh, did he really need preseason?
Just splits those safeties, MBS,
and that's what's
going
right,
right down the hash marks.
And that's what's going to look fine. Oh, it ain't got nothing to do with preseason.
They
haven't been around too long.
There's still a huge part of me that feels like I need to be in that stadium talking all the trash I can on September 5th.
Just don't get in any fights.
I really think I do. And,
no,
and
don't do
I
that.
Might have to be past due or something on a couple things, but that just might need to happen.
I'm going to tell Mitch to get you some security if you go down there selling wolf tickets because a few people may buy them.
Oh, yeah, no. That's 1,000%.
The scenario when I say that for people that don't know, that means you go down there looking for a fight.
Yeah, no, I'm going down there.
You're 6'4".
Just going down there to let everybody
289,
know.
289.
Just let everybody
your hair
know.
Down in your what's the guy's name? Steven Seagal ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
You got it greased up.
You won't even be able to see the hawk on the 50 jersey that I'll be rocking. Authentic, the one with the cuff sleeves.
Ooh,
got it for $27 when they changed those Nike uniforms. Yes, sir. Come on, I'm
a
bargain
shopper.
Hunter. In the right lane, sorry, this is Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane, but I had to ask Leroy Butler a couple
it's
of quick questions.
Brother, I appreciate it.
Sparky, for you, considering last year, do the Milwaukee Brewers deserve more patience from the fan base here in Milwaukee?
That's a good question.
I mean, I think they would say yes if you asked them and their players. Like, you know, we're 5.5, 6 games out September 1st, and we rallied back and y'all doubted us last year. It's very well could do the same thing this year. I just think the difference is last year you were in a situation where you were adding players through August. You didn't get Gio Gonzalez to the last day of August. That's when you added that dude. You were adding to your bullpen throughout the month after the trade deadline was done. So, yeah, you weren't as strong maybe at the end of July, but you were ready to roll by the time September 1st got here, and you put that team together over month and a half, middle of July through end of August. Now once trade deadline got done, you're done, and you really can't add any substantial pieces going forward. So I think that's really what hurts the Brewers right now, and it's going to be very tough to fix that bullpen. You also didn't have the Josh Hader question hanging over your head last year at this point. He was just the most dominant guy in baseball, went on to win the Reliever of the Year award as well. Jeremy Jeffress was looking decent as well. Now, Kluber was down in the minor leagues, and you didn't know what you're going to get from him when he came back up, but you had enough other arms. You had Swarzak out there that was pitching really well. You had, what was it, Cedeno, the kid from the White Sox. He came in and was a big part of that bullpen as well. So you had guys out there that were vets that were lined up to help you. And right now, you've got a bunch of question marks in the bullpen, and you've got question marks in the starting rotation as well. The good news is, hopefully, you're going to get Woodruff back. And hopefully, he's going to be the guy that he was prior to the injury.
When you get Davis back?
Last night?
He came back last night.
Five innings, 2 runs.
Damn near got no hit. Nothing he could do about it.
Yeah, they did almost get no hit. But but with that in mind, still 3 games back.
So they're coming back at the right time, 3 games back. But I don't know how. I know Goldsmith is the man, but I don't know how the Cardinals are doing this. I don't see no MVP types on their
team.
They
randomly win like 10 straight games, and then they lose 10.
But how
and then
are they doing
12.
This? I get the wild. Cubs. The Cardinals, man.
That was another team that shouldn't be here right now this year.
That's what I'm thinking. How are they doing it?
Well, they have a damn good lineup when you look at the dudes that they
pitching
put together.
Pitching or hitting? Or both?
I mean, honestly, they got a good rotation as well. I mean, they got young dudes and guys that were necessarily not the highest-ranked prospects performing as big-time players. Jack Flaherty's a big-time player for them now. But
so their prospects are prospering?
With Goldschmidt, they always have been able to grow prospects down there in St. Louis. I don't know if they find them in a cornfield or something, but they find good pitchers left and right in St. Louis. And the emergence of, you're right, Paul Goldschmidt hasn't had the year they thought he would have from Arizona. They've been dinged up a lot this year, and they've kept themselves in it right here, and they're in first place right now. A half game up on the Chicago Cubs, 3 games up on Milwaukee Brewers. I'll have the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show for you coming up at 6 after the game. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with myself, Bill Baby Tal Schmidt, and Tim Allen, the franchise here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, and 105.7FMTheFan.com. Mike Clemens joins us in 15 minutes. This is Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Big Show on The Fan, Bill Baby Tal Schmidt, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, also Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger Packer running back in the house. Mike Clemens is going to be here in about 10 minutes from right now. Guys, right now I want to encourage you to do something, which is one of my favorite activities in the whole wide world. It's called drinking. I'm encouraging you all to drink in the BOF this summer. Bofording beer is the only way to do it, 100% natural and made with 3 all-natural ingredients. I beg to differ. Fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's it. No additives, no artificial flavors, just beer made with a commitment to quality. You'll notice the difference. Superior ingredients make immediately. Whether you're enjoying the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, or the perfectly balanced Brune at 7.2, thanks to Bofording's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor with a crisp, clean finish. You can drink in the BOF at places this summer like Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, also Cafe Bavaria, or the Nomad or Sport Club. And if you'd rather drink in the BOF in the comfort of your own home, grab a 6-pack of Total Wine and More, Consumer Beverage, or Fox Brother Piggly Wiggly locations today. If you're drinking in the BOF this week, make sure to hit me up with a picture at Bill Schmidt Radio and go all natural and drink in the BOF this summer with Bofording beer. We're actually going to be drinking in the BOF after hopefully a victory celebration on Saturday, locking up a number one seed and a first-round bye in the flag football championship. We're trying to lock in this first-round bye. Open the door wide open, Stevie.
Are you guys the favorites?
We were in the beginning of the year, early struggles, first 4 or 5 weeks, opened the door. We were the fourth seed right now in the driver's seat for that elusive first round bye you need.
How's team chemistry?
Fantastic.
Clearly, I mean, haven't lived up to expectations.
The morale hasn't been better, but a 6-0 run, six straight wins usually gives you that.
That's good.
A huge 38-0 dub this weekend.
Really?
That really opens the door for you, and anything can happen at
this
point.
How much did you score?
I did not score.
Did not get in the end zone.
But I did have a big-time pass deflection, and I remember, I know Leroy would be proud of me. It was just one clean move of the arms. Just one clean, let everybody know that was incomplete. You don't have to brag or anything. Right. No words. You just cleanly, briskly say that thing was incomplete.
That's so,
that was beautiful.
Since we're doing, know about it?
Since we're doing Baby Tausch's exploits in sports, how's softball going?
Softball, solid. Finished in second place in the league. Our first 500 year.
Good.
Over 500. You finished, should I believe it was 9-4.
Should you have pitched earlier in the season?
Yes, I should have pitched much more. So I think in fall ball when we start up next week, I think that's
like
going to be the number
one. I can't protect myself and the ones coming back.
You know, I'm as quick as a jungle cat, though. Okay. So, I mean, for all me to throw it up in the air and be able to bounce back.
Do you
in
got
there.
The man bun in your –
yes,
wear hats?
Everybody else rocks a hat. I don't rock the hat. I get sweaty.
You don't wear a baseball hat?
No, I got the ponytail in. We're all good.
Oh, you wonder about it. You're such a diva.
Are you the only person in the entire softball league that doesn't wear a hat?
I'm probably the only one on the field not wearing a hat.
That's what I thought. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that.
Yeah, no, I usually don't rock the hat. I have one like that I'll bring every once in a while,
but you
don't
wear
it.
No. I got that man bun.
I got the shades on, though. You know that.
Oh.
You got the bow fitting on the side.
I'm hitting the rat back at him, Steve, if I'm out there.
Yeah, he's wearing it at 9 o'clock at night with the lights on.
Corey Hart, I wear my sunglasses.
You don't think he's doing that.
No baseball hat, but sunglasses on.
You think he's doing that?
Garrett, come on.
No, 9 o'clock.
Of course. Night.
No, no.
Because he's going to say the lights from the park.
No, he ain't doing that.
No.
Hey, Billy, I'm going to tell you this. This is all I know right now.
What do you know, Gary?
Right now.
I don't want to hear he zigged when I thought he should have zagged.
Yep.
We ain't on the same page yet.
Mm-hmm.
We need just a couple more reps.
Sure. I don't think Aaron Jones will say that. I think you're good.
That's all I know, Billy.
You're not going to hear that.
I don't care.
You're not going to hear
that. I don't care
that.
If he don't play. Okay, fine.
Aaron Rodgers. But you don't want to
hear all
the
preseason.
I want to hear week three. We're not used to one another yet.
Maybe we're still one working more on week. Things.
Maybe one more week we'll
one
get there. We're close.
Yeah, one more week.
Still working on things.
Oh, you
still
better
working
not
on
say
things.
That. Things. But that's all Mike McCarthy.
But that's only that's still
slow.
The first.
I don't want to hear none of that.
But isn't that the first quadrant though?
Well, if I hear that, I'm gonna lose my natural mind. I swear. Y'all talking about y'all don't want to play in preseason, all that kind of stuff. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, fine. I don't want to hear that.
One jazz hand.
When we like 1-3 through the first quarter.
It ain't going to be because of him.
He got like 4 or 5 intercepts. No, he got no interceptions. He's just going to have a lot of incompletions because he don't never throw no pick. But I don't want to hear that we ain't on the same page. Steve.
So what if he practices?
You and I are together on this.
Then still throw 3 or 4 incomplete.
So you're
whatever.
Talking about Friday, September 27th, after the Packers play the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
That'll be game?
After week 4.
Yeah, we 1-3.
1-3.
First quarter.
It ain't going to be because of he didn't play against.
I ain't say it is, but I'll tell you what I don't want to hear. He zigged when he should have zagged. We ain't on the same page. Stop. We're close.
You feeling so like negative. You're going to hear any of that, Leroy? You drinking your green and gold Kool-Aid?
Man,
take
listen,
one more
my
sip.
Green and gold Kool-Aid tastes real.
Leroy know he going to hear that.
He knows it. You need Aaron Rodgers to be available because we know what the record is when he's not there. With that in mind, our new starter this week, Tim Boyle. First half, second half, a little bit of Kaiser, then Wilkins, and then we go from there.
Was this what you were hoping for when you said Tim Boyle is the starter?
Yeah, that's
doesn't that usually come with a punchline?
Good job.
Well, we do what we want to do on this show.
Good job.
We're the number one show,
good. Good job, Billy.
Our listeners are not out there listening because they think we smart. They just know that we like to be very, confrontational sometimes.
He could be a freak on the court and on the shits. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Or maybe that's why they listen to us. Yeah. It's a Wendy's Big Show. That one, that would describe Mike Clemens, our green and gold football reporter. He is here next on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Guys, right now, today, before 6 o'clock, and the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, go to 105.7FMTheFan.com and sign up today for the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries Fan Charity Golf Outing benefiting Give Kids the World. It comes up on September 25th at beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. It's your chance to play golf and hang out with guys like us from The Fan and other local celebrities. Just $125 reserves your spot for a great day of golf, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Perkins, Robert Specialty Meats, and Saz's are fine sponsors of food for the event. You can get all the details now at 1057FMTheFan.com. Mike Clemens in studio next, 1057FM The Fan. Big Show on The Fan, 1057FM, 1250AM, the radio.com app. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmid, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, and Gary Ellerson.
If
for
I ever
Badger
get
Bagger
me a yacht, make sure I'm not doing what they're doing out there, Gary.
What's the biggest boat you've
Chris,
been
you
on?
Got engagement ring on
I like cruises, but I got a lot of homeboys got some nice boats.
That's true, actually.
Like
you can
30, 40 feet, some nice ones.
You can ride on a boat with Leroy Butler, can't you?
Yeah, we're going on a cruise next, I think February 24th to 28th next year. Yeah, it's on my website. You go to LeroyButlerInc.com. All
you going on a cruise?
Yep, we're doing a cruise if you want a cruise. I think Martinez is going to be there.
Oh, Steve's boy.
Clark on there. They got quite a few Packers.
You going to Turks Caicos?
Where's that? I ain't trying to pronounce those names.
What's that? Is it?
He's going Caicos? Where the boat takes him. As long as he gets paid,
Caicos
he's good.
Turk Caicos, Caicos.
Turk Caicos?
Yeah, Turk Caicos, Caicos.
That sounds like something between your toes.
Yeah,
look
know,
it up, Steve. Turk Caicos,
yeah, I know
Caicos.
What you're saying. I don't know how to pronounce it.
What are rich people
going? I'm never going.
Rich people on boats on cruises.
Hey, Leroy, this is one of our favorite segments on the show. Where are you going to be at this weekend?
Oh, you know, actually, this weekend I'm off.
No way.
You're off a lot lately.
Yeah, I know. My schedule gets really tight. My wife is in a competition. She's shooting, like a shooting
Excuse
competition.
Excuse me?
What kind of shoot?
Like shooting clay, what?
Clays. Like clays.
Your clays. Wife shoots clays?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She's good, too.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
So I'm gonna watch her, and then we're going to do some other stuff. We have this weekend off. Everybody.
I think we should get a clay shooting match between all four of of us on The Fan.
Well, I'm not any good show. At that.
I'm good, actually.
I've never shot money. Never shot a gun in my life.
You never shot a gun in your life?
Never in my life. Not one time. Nope. My question to you is, are you doing the anti-bullying campaigns again?
Absolutely.
So how do schools sign up for that if they want you to come out?
That gets started
the
second week in September. I think September the 16th, I think. It's LeroyButlerInc.com, Butler versus Bullying campaign. We are jam-packed. We'll do 37 schools this year.
Is it all over the state or just
all
in southeastern Wisconsin?
All over the state.
Did you say
everywhere.
Schools are in session right now?
No, some of them did go in Jacksonville, Florida. A few have gone back.
It should be illegal to be in school right now.
Right, you
August
shouldn't go
20th.
To after
early,
was it Labor Day?
See, but I'd rather be. In
I wouldn't
want
to go
right
after,
now.
No, right. They get. I don't know. I
you should
I
be
really
out.
Be out in
you should be out half of
really?
June, all of July, all of August.
Thank you.
And a week of September.
Send it back in August. Send it back after Labor Day.
Should be year-round school. Yeah. No, totally.
Oh, that would be
you
amazing.
You should go to school 2 months.
That would be amazing.
Get off 2 to 3 weeks, then go to school again 2 months, get off 2 to 3 weeks, and do it that way.
Yeah.
That's how it should
well,
be.
Well, most kids want to go to
God
vacation.
Bless your children.
Yeah, that's how vacation. It should be.
School
but we
year
couldn't,
around?
If you did that, we couldn't do the Spocky podcast, though.
Why?
I mean, because you got to go to Disney.
No, you have
summer.
All those opportunities. You have 2 or 3 weeks off randomly.
You can't go. You're in school. The kids would be hot.
I would be mad.
How do we do on a vacation, mad. Dad? Listen to my podcast. Me and Mom went.
There's no chance of me doing any of that. Absolutely no chance. Joining us in studio now, Mike Clemens, our green and gold football reporter. Mike, appreciate the time, man.
What's
excited.
Up, big show? So, and Leroy, no Brown County Arena. Gone.
Oh, it's gone now?
Really?
It's gone.
Oh, my.
No Pepper Burris. You know, that's
oh, yeah,
weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
26
yeah.
years, yeah. the trainer
yeah.
Yep. of the Green Bay Packers, mm-hmm. and then he retired just after the last minicamp.
Officially.
Yeah.
So he's out of the building.
Ron Wolf gets hired in Green Bay.
Didn't he bring him from the Jets?
He did.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He did.
Yeah.
And who was that before that, Gary? It was Dominic?
Gentile.
Yeah, Gentile.
Yeah.
Domo.
And, who was the doctor, though? Brusky.
Brusky.
And Ron Brusky. Wolf, first thing he did is he told Bob Harlan, I'm bringing in this guy from the Jets. Yeah. 26 years as a guy that you see there, you know, when a player goes down.
Amazing.
Taking care of the players during practice, you know, with a staff of kids out there getting the Gatorade, getting the water to the players and all that. It's just kind of, you know, it's different. It's just, it's another.
But he developed Flea,
Yep.
And four or five guys up there who've gotten jobs other places because of underneath Pepper.
Right. I mean, he basically, you know, trained his replacements as well. But it's, and a guy, though, that when the NFL would have their seminars and stuff, you know, Pepper Burris from Green Bay is one of the leaders and all that. So it's just another strange, different turning of the page up in Green Bay.
Oh, I was up there a couple of weeks ago for the first preseason game, and I went up and broke the rules after 10 o'clock. Apparently, you're not supposed to be on the ski hill. So I walked up there right around midnight and just wanted to get the look around the city.
What is wrong with you?
You can't even remember where Big Lots was, and you don't even remember that you're standing on where the Kmart was.
Yeah.
The whole area is completely different, so they tore down the Brown County arena.
It's all gone, man. And they're putting up a new one there, but it's just, I remember you could, at the start of trading camp, you could run into Green Bay Packers like Corey Williams there picking up what are you doing, man? Buying a fan for the dorm room, you know?
So now this is when you're moved out of the dorm room and they're getting closer and closer into their regular season action here.
We were regular season today. Today was a Friday. Hey, Gary, this is great now.
Tell me.
Instead of that nonsense, you know, like 4 years ago, McCarthy paying way too much attention to the GPS and whatever.
And he said,
you know what? No more Friday run through practice.
Right.
Instead of, you know, like you do your run through practice, you go 100% in helmets and shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 2 o'clock, you're out of there and you got your Friday night off and you be with your family and all that. And then, you know, be at the airport the next day by 11 a.m. because we're getting on the plane and flying to our road game or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, no. We're going to bring you back in on Saturday. We're going to have our run through practice on Saturday because even marathon runners, if they run the day before they run a marathon, they've got more energy on the day of the race and all that. Well, let's see. They missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. Didn't seem to make a difference when it came to the injuries.
And Rollins knew Rollins got hurt the day before?
Yes. Yes. So
they're going to go back to the old school?
Good recall on that, by the way. So today was a Friday. And LaFleur said, no, Friday I'm going to work on the red zone. Which means, and you know what that means? It's like, I know what the injury report is on the Bears Thursday night at 9. So I can spend another hour or two. I can change my red zone stuff, and then we're going to run that on the field. Mm-hmm. Duh.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
That's a big dub. That's a big dub.
You know? Right? And all that. And I'll tell you what. You know what McCarthy used to do is he moved that run through to Saturdays before they had to get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Friday mornings, that was the spa day when they brought in the masseuses.
Right, they brought in the masseuses and stuff. Yeah.
And the acupuncture guys and all that. And it's like, you know, you were supposed to report by about 9 or 10, but it was all the soft tissue stuff. And by the way, those are the days that McCarthy got the massage.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Oh, up the back stairwell when the masseuse would come through?
Those were the quarterback meetings he was missing on Friday because, the masseuse is coming in tomorrow.
I could use my back's a little stiff. I could get a couple.
All that standing, Mike. You know, all that standing around.
Well, you know, sure.
Well, Aaron Rodgers' back was a little stiff. I mean,
well, yeah, and that's why he sat down on Thursday night.
So it's just all those kinds of things. Today was such a great locker room, and guys were engaged, and you could see their meetings, and then they're going to go to Winnipeg tomorrow afternoon. They play the game Thursday night. And then, you know, they won't get home till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning. And then he's taking them all out to dinner 4:30 on Friday afternoon.
Nice.
For a team, you sleep in till 9 or 10. It's sort of your day off. You know, it's your Monday. But we'll have a team get together there. You know, you have your Saturday off. Then we'll get back at it on Sunday. But, you know, he's keeping this now. He's starting this now to lead up to the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday kind of feel for a Thursday night opener in Chicago against the Bears.
How have you felt right now at this point in camp? Because of all the camps that you've been in, like this is the dog day part where you're right. You're finally into Chicago. You're into a game week feel like you're going to start preparing for week one, but you still do have two more games for these guys to make rosters. The morale in the locker room, you make it sound like is better than it's been in years past up there.
Well, the big frustration with this young coaching staff is this, is they've kind of, the coaching staff is at the wall in terms of getting these younger guys to understand what's going on in the playbook. And they're frustrated. LaFleur and these guys are frustrated, and they're putting themselves it on them as coaches. Like, what are we missing? And I wonder if LaFleur is trying to think, how did we do this in Atlanta? How did Kyle Shanahan have these guys going by 15? By 16, we went to the Super Bowl. And everybody was up to the speed on these motions and quicker offense, you know. Were those guys a little older? Did we have a little more?
Maybe you had smarter football players.
Well, you know, Dexter Williams out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So here's what, here you come out of the Ravens game, and the head coach admits, punch drunk and tired after watching the tape on the film on the way back, at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, the day after that Raiders game, he admits, and the Ravens were more physical than us. Well, they are. They're always a physical team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bears will be more physical than you, too.
So he got his coaches together, and he said, here's what we're doing. We're going to simplify this. We'll go helmets and shorts. We want to be quick, but we got to get these reps with Kaiser and Boyle and Wilkins, the three quarterbacks, and we got to figure out who the running back's going to be. We can't hand the ball off to five, six different guys, and you only get two or three carries. We got to pick one or two and run the damn football, because we have to run the football to give Boyle or Deshaun Kaiser a chance at pulling off this play action stuff.
Look, I could be wrong on this, but
so here's what they did. They set up this practice, and on the very first play, Dexter Williams misses the assignment, and LaFleur goes
nuts.
He doesn't go nuts. He just says, you're out. He gives him the hook. It's like, and you could see the frustration. Like, we just spent all day Saturday laying out this scripting and telling you exactly what the plays are. You can study this on your own. How do you blow this in the very first series?
Because you don't study it.
On top of that, though, he kicked it up in terms of being physical. It was thud plus. I mean, dudes were wrapping up. Dudes were, you know, on defense, they were chugging these guys, these receivers, these ball carriers, and they were wrapping up. And a couple of running backs went down to the ground. And there was no whistles, there's no screaming or anything like that, because they were asking defense to be more physical. And sure enough, they're getting out the donuts and that kind of stuff, you know, the donut pads and all that. So he's trying to up that. But overall, offensive coaches are frustrated. Like, why can't we get these third and second and third stringers to on the same page?
Listen, there is a reason outside of cheating that the New England Patriots have been as good as long as they've been. And you have a team that believes in game planning week to week based on what the opponent does. Defensively and offensively, they adjust, right? Yes. Then we had Mike McCarthy, who was going to run his crap no matter who they play. Doesn't really matter. I'm running my stuff. I'm not changing what I do. There is a reason why New England is able to do what they do year in and year out, and people can't figure it out. I'll tell you why. Because they have figured out what football players can pick up and run quickly what they do. Now, I don't know the questions they ask them or how they can figure out how they process stuff and as quickly as they process stuff, but you don't see guys like this making big-time mistakes. They get coached up quick, and you go and you play. And for me, some of these other teams, I don't think they've figured out how to figure out football smarts and who can process stuff quickly and be out there and producing at an earlier age. And I think New England has figured it out. I don't know what the secret formula is for it, but I think they've got it.
Well, the secret formula is that they do those joint practices. That's all they do.
But that doesn't help you remember stuff. Well, like he's saying.
It helps you pick it up quicker because you're live and you got to know
true.
It.
Yeah, you're right.
And you got to know it, and you got to know it now. And there is no lag time, and you're studying, because if you don't know what to do, you can't be in there. And, you know, and nobody's brother-in-law, nobody's taking it easy.
Right.
I mean, their practices, because they do so many joint practices on warp speed 125 more than anybody else's, because you don't know what another team's going to do. Like, you know, like Trevor got knocked out. Like, who else got hit? Sternberger got hit.
He can't.
That stuff ain't happening with teams, with your team. They ain't doing that.
And if it does, that guy's in trouble.
Right.
So the youth and the energy of this young LaFleur coaching staff is a breath of fresh air. And the attention to detail, like on a Saturday morning, you're talking to Sean Menenga, the special teams coordinator, and you're talking about this battle, and it's a true battle at kicker for Mason Crosby. You guys done the money, how much money they would save if they if they moved on from Mason Crosby
and
picked Ficken.
Legit $3.5 million.
Yeah, but you know,
Sparky signs with the Bears, and then you got to deal with that.
I know, I know that. Exactly. I know. You just like Ryan Longo went to the Vikings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
and you lost a game to him or two.
No, can't
but
do it.
But the bottom line is like, you know, it's like these guys are also probably thinking, well, maybe this isn't the Super Bowl year. But I'll tell you what, there's no allegiance to anybody there. Lane Taylor knows that Elgton Jenkins is bigger and stronger than him, and it's only a matter of time with his job at left guard. He pretty much told us that. And at the same time, he's being a pro because you know what? You know who taught him? Josh Sitton, who got unceremoniously yanked on Labor Day weekend a couple of years ago, right? That's just the way it goes, and Lane is already mentally prepared for that. Not to say he's not going to make it to, to that
every
cut.
Every guy is, though.
But, yeah, every guy is. So had that conversation today. The big thing that came out of yesterday, though, was Rodgers. And, you know, after he saw Jordy go down, jumping for a ball in the flats on a sunny day in Pittsburgh and come down and blow out his ACL and lose a whole season, that dude, Aaron Rodgers, has only been in six series in 12 preseason games. He wants nothing. He wants to do nothing with it. And he's also making the point that, why do I want to go in a game against the Raiders where they're not showing anything, we're not going to run anything, this is a waste of my time. And it's like his offensive coordinator Hackett said over the weekend, you have to mentally challenge this dude. You know, you don't come into quarterback meetings with your math 101 book.
Do not.
But this guy is playing calculus.
As Gary said, and I agree, do not get up in front of the press after you lose to the Bears, if you lose to the Bears, and tell anybody in that press corps, well, we're not on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, give us a little while. Because nobody wants to hear that.
You had
I don't want to hear
it. But here's what he said yesterday. He said, look, today, I don't know if you guys realize this, that was all unscripted. When we move the ball today, LaFleur is reacting to down and distance. I'm making adjustments, you know, by what Mike Pettine has thrown at me. I'm seeing more from Mike Pettine than I will ever see in four preseason games. He's challenging me. He's flipping the defense. I've got to look at Geronimo and say, hey, man, all of a sudden, Pettine's made you the strong side. You've got the double team. Devontae's over there. So I've got to make a signal. It's like, Geronimo, you've got to run Devontae slant. And Devontae, you're the guy making the deep one on the one-on-one. He's got to make sure that these guys are on that. So he says, I'm getting more stimulus, more challenge in practice than I ever could in a preseason game. And if you really need to be out there to hand off the ball to Aaron Jones and, you know, do a couple of play action fakes and all that, fine. Now, I still believe in that. It's football. And you've got to get some snaps in there.
Sure.
And I don't know why they didn't take advantage of putting them in there for a couple of games in front of 60,000 people at Lambeau Field
that's
against the Texans.
Tom Silverstein.
That's what they should have done.
Yep.
Mike, appreciate it, man. This is awesome. It's always great when we get to see Mike Clemens in studio.
It always is.
Because he's just killing it up in Green Bay. And you can go and sleep, I think, is the best part, too. And sleep before Thursday night's game.
Yeah, sleep is for wimps, baby gosh.
Mike is brought to you, as always, by Clemens. You stop by. Mike Clemens is brought to you by Chili's. You stop by Chili's today and chill with Mike Clemens. A 3-for-$10 meal, starter, entree, and a drink for just $10. Training camp accommodations provided by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center, Green Bay, featuring newly renovated guest rooms. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and TheRadio.com app. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and TheRadio.com app. Coming up next, I got the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show for you. Lineups and more for the Brewers taking on Michael Wacha and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Waka now, Flocka.
Michael Wacha has not been good this year. A 6-6 mark. That's with a 5.44 ERA. But, Gary, in 12 career starts, Michael Wacha owns a 6-0 record with, though, a 3.84 earned run average. So not untouchable.
Against the Brewers?
Against the Brewers. But he's dominated them against 12 starts.
Brewers put up 6 in 5 innings tonight.
Okay, all right. And Gio Gonzalez makes it through 5 innings.
I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm just saying the Brewers will get 6. I don't know what Gio's going to do.
Okay, well, I'll take half of it. That'll be good. And Tim Allen and I'll have a lot of fun on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show tonight. Our thanks to Mike Clemens for coming on in, joining us, and hustling up all training camp long for the audio up in Green Bay. We'll talk to Ross Tucker tomorrow, 2:35, our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, also Ryan Wood at 4:48. Anything else that we missed here?
Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning again, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Make sure
and
you tune them in.
Bob Nightingale also with them tomorrow on The Fan.
Beautiful.
For Gary, Leroy, Sparky, I'm Baby Tausch. We're back tomorrow at 2.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.